You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Our cellmates, and welcome to episode 10 of Bells in a Cell. Consequently, one of the last episodes that won't have Kat in it. She has told me that from this point on she will come back, so my podcast waifu is back to me. But today, I am joined by my Twitter waifus, our Twitter girl squad, whatever we are, the people that always tag me on Follow Friday, Gabby from Girl Talk WWE. Woo! And Shannon Townsend from The Married Marks.
I'm sick, so I'm going to have to make a much less enthusiastic woo.
We still appreciate the woo. Today is our super duper girl power day. For those of you who may not follow that many people on wrestling Twitter, or maybe you don't get involved in the strange community that is wrestling Twitter, recently a female Twitter user has created what she calls a living list of female creators in the wrestling community. Now, these are not actually women's wrestlers. That's another list. These are women that write or record or create something within the community, such as writing a blog, a book, drawing any art that is far and above whatever I could ever do. Seriously, looking through the research for this made me feel very inadequate with a pen. So we've gone through a little bit, and if you, would like to add a name to this list, it could be, a woman that owns the site that's Twitter, that's, wrestling based, or is a co-host of a podcast, whatever it may be. Look to, and I don't know how this is supposed to be pronounced, is this really Emolution? Is that what I'm supposed to gather from that? Her Twitter name is Bex, but you can follow her at Emma LVTION. However, that is supposed to be pronounced. She always takes any sort of requests to add to the list. And of course, be sure to look through the list yourself, because there's no way we're covering every single person on it. There's a lot, guys. There's just so much. So the list is broken up into a couple different sections based on what kind of creator the person is. The first one is promotions, which I believe is supposed to be women's wrestling specific, and I'm actually surprised that she only has, like, one on there right now.
Right? I know, that was my one WTF moment. I'm like, girl.
As of right now, she only has Pro Wrestling Eve / Geek Britannia. I don't know which one of those is the name and which one of those is the Twitter handle, but there's so many. Shine, Shimmer, Rise, Queens of Combat, like.
And then there's, like, special events that are, you know, in the works and being planned. Like, I know, like, next year is going to be, like, the Making Town Classic Tournament.
Yeah!
I know.
And I love that. I'm just saying that I'm going to be there in a very certain capacity.
Yes. And,
so keep your eyes open.
And speaking of which, I do have an interview slated with a certain Papa Hales to talk about that, so keep your eye on Bells in a Cell. We will be having an exclusive interview all about that with the creator himself. Little plug there. So...
we did it!
Good job! Alright, so the next section that actually has a fairly large amount is writers, and this is kind of a weird sort of amalgamation of running regular blogs, Tumblr blogs, actual written article reviews, and, okay, no, the Twitter handles are somewhere else, okay, but, so I picked a couple of these to look through, and I will be totally honest, I was a little bit of a snobbish smart mark in this and that. I did look for I was a little bit, in that I looked for it. Did they just do WWE, or was there, like, some indie, you know, or Japan stuff involved? Which was it's just kind of... so one of the ones I looked at was Alexandra, a.k.a. at Noah's Savior, which I feel like there's some sort of inside joke in that. Who's both the writer and...
Probably has to do with, like, pro wrestling
Noah. Yeah, that was going to be my suggestion, too.
She writes for WrestlingWithWords.com, and we're just going to ignore the fact that the Wrestling With names are very overdone, but I like it. The one thing I liked about her is she does a lot of, I don't know how to pronounce this, Joshi, that, the Asuka brand of Japanese wrestling.
Yes, women's wrestling in Japan is what it's typically referred to as that. And I actually don't know what the completely correct pronunciation, I always say Joshi, but
That's the problem.
You know, not Japanese, I don't know this stuff.
I have been a wrestling fan in general less than a year. Looking at that, my knowledge is actually insane for how long I've been here, but it's still fairly not there. The one thing I liked is she wrote a beginner's guide to Joshi, whatever it is, wrestling. Like, talking about the different, the big names in it and the different promotions in it in Japan. So I'm like, oh, this is good. This is what I need. and she also does a lot of SmackDown Live reviews.
Yeah, this is a pretty fantastic list. Oh, my God. And they also have matches. Yes.
See, but that's the thing. Like, the rest of the list is so fantastic. I don't know why the promotions side is so small. So one thing. I also did the Sierra Reed, a.k.a. at Sierra 92189, who writes for the Squared Circle Sirens and runs a wrestling Tumblr with a lot of GIFs. So many GIFs, I was kind of in love. Both WWE and Indie. Like, yes, the... Awesome. Oh, the first GIF I saw was Allison Kay with her Mickey's up. So, done. Fan. With a lot of focus on female wrestlers, obviously. Shannon, you said you're a little bit of a newbie to this side of the insanity that is the wrestling community. Gabby, do you follow a lot of...
Yeah, to a degree.
To a degree. I'm not on Tumblr for the wrestling either. That's one of the reasons I wish Kat was here, because Kat's the Tumblr person.
You know what I go to Tumblr for? I go to Tumblr for, like, Sherlock memes. And that's it.
To be fair,
I go there to find, like, really nice, like fan art and stuff. But, like, the couple of times that I've gone into the wrestling side, I feel like I go in there and I'm like, oh, y'all don't know about kayfabe sometimes. Like, Tumblr's great when you're looking for stuff on fictional content. But then when you have, like, the weird, like, toe-in-the-line kind of thing that wrestling does, it just gets really odd. I will say, though, when you find a good wrestling blog, then it's just like, hallelujah, because, like, Tumblr was my home in high school. So when I was, like, looking for a bunch of wrestling stuff, I was in for a shock.
Okay, but, like, here's the thing. I think, like, Tumblr was not big when I was in high school, because I think I'm, like, way older than y'all.
I'm like, just a child, okay?
Yeah, but that's my thing. Like, I'm 30. I probably shouldn't say this on a freaking podcast. Whatever.
Dating it. How dare you?
I know. Like, I'm 37. So, like, to me, whereas y'all are, like, living on Tumblr, I'm literally just sitting there, like, trying to figure out how the hell Snapchat works. Like, I don't even... My husband will look over and I'm making stupid faces. He's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, there's a My Little Pony one and it's amazing. And
I've been bothering my poor father. I've been playing with the little hot dog on Snapchat. Like,
oh God.
Ever since it came out, I'll just be pointing my phone at him. He'll look over at me like, Gabby. And I'm like, there's a hot dog on you.
That damn hot dog. The probably weirdest side of wrestling Tumblr is fan fiction. Which, oddly enough, I did not see any fanfiction writers on the list. I can see why, but as Kat has told me, there are a ton of fanfiction writers on there.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly WWE superstars with the occasional, like, really, really big indie guy thrown in. I've heard all the pairings and why they should or should not work. But again, damn it, I wish Kat was here. Kat, when are you coming back to me? that, seriously, she's the crazy one. She's the color on the play-by-play. I'm not sure how I've been making this on my own. I also looked at the blog Red Hag Wrestling, RASSLIN, of course, who has a lot of views that differ from the norm, which is what stood out to me, because she has, she runs a wrestling blog by the same name, and that's also her Twitter handle. Obviously, I would try to give out as many Twitter handles as possible, but trying to do it on a podcast is insane. But, like, some of her articles, just on the first page I saw, was, like, reasons why she loves Eva Marie, and other reasons why she loves the Punjabi prison. And I was like, it's good to have an opposite opinion to my own, because I'm not a big fan of the Punjabi prison, I gotta be honest.
Hey, you're supposed to use the word structure, and you're supposed to use it 64 times.
Yeah. I didn't even notice when I was watching it because I was too busy going, wow, I can't see. It must suck to be there. And then I got a message from my friend who, sure enough, was there and was like, we can't see. We can't see anything.
Oh, yeah. I saw the thing. But, like, yeah, like, literally, like, she writes this article about how great the Punjabi prison is. I'm like, well, you know, good to have a differing opinion. And she posts a couple times a month, which is the thing, which is the other thing I looked at was, like, some of the blogs that were on the list, and then this might be a thing, I looked at, and it was, like, their last post was, like, November 2016,
okay,
so it was, like,
okay, you can just say my name, it's fine.
Well, not even, like, but you're at least really active on Twitter, because there was some that was, like, yeah, inactive on Twitter and inactive on their blog. I'm like, come on.
I abandoned my own blog to write, like, women's wrestling recaps and then do stuff for, like, other sites, and then I just completely forgot I have my own website that I still pay a domain thing for. Like, I was reminded, like, in June, when I was billed, like, $18 out of the blue, I'm like, excuse me? And then I'm like, oh.
So,
that is me every month when all my site fees come out, and I'm like, oh, shit. All right.
This is why you get on a network. All of our site fees are split up against the three main owners. It's called the network. So Gabby, you're much more of the writing blog side than I think either Shannon or I are. So are there any big names that you totally would be like, oh, yes, this person is on here?
Oh, yes. Oh, right. Okay. There's like a lot of awesome names on this list that I could just, like, spend hours upon hours talking about. The first one I want to talk about, I know we are all familiar with her, Christy. Smart
yeah,
Invested.
Yeah, that's
she
my girl.
Runs Wrestling Sexism is the, like, just such a gem of a human being and writes some of the most thoughtful analysis of stuff. Like, where, like, I'll see something and I'll be like, I have issues and I have no idea how to articulate it, and then suddenly she posts something, I'm like, yes, that, retweet 1,000 times.
I love her personally because, like, I freaking hate Twitter wars. Like, it gives me, like, legitimate not nice feelings in my stomach, and I never want to have to deal with it. So having her being the forefront feminist warrior is fantastic, because she'll fight the fights 24 hours a day that the rest of us just don't have, like, she takes on the stress that I would have single-handedly fighting these giant battles against asshole marks, and it's just great.
And it's really funny, and this is the one thing I will call out to Christy, because, like, she and I have had numerous conversations in DMs. We're buddies, mm-hmm. even though we do not always see eye to eye on things. Not necessarily on, like, the feminism perspective, but on a lot of her opinions. Like, I'm a huge New Japan mark. I admit it. Like, I'm totally freaking head over heels in on it right now.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, oh. let me sing you the song of my people. But, like, she'll have opinions on certain wrestlers that she absolutely loves that I can't stand. Like, Evil. And she'll... and his crappy Party City Scythe.
I generally like Evil, and then I like him a lot more after his most recent match. But I like
the girl, the crushed.
I make
velvet.
Fun of that thing all the time.
It's the crushed velvet with the stained glass. Like, boy, what are you doing? Nah, man, nah, fam. But, like, She and I appreciate Christy so much because, like, even if you have an opinion that is very different from hers, she'll reach out and she'll go, hey, why do you have this opinion? Let's talk about this. And it's not that she's trying to, some people would do that from an attacking perspective. She's doing it because she legitimately wants to understand what the hell people are saying and what their perspective is. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that because, like, as I think we all know, like, as women in this freaking industry, as podcasters and creators and content developers, we get crapped on a lot, right?
Yeah, and totally. Yeah.
And it's super frustrating because we want to be like, rawr, but we also don't want to be like, oh God, rawr, vagina people, you know? You know what I mean?
But yeah.
So I had to like shout it out because like, I love Christina Pieces, even though like there are times when I'm like, girl, there was a time when I was like, I'm not in on Roman Reigns. And for her, that's usually like, I hate you, go away. But like, she was literally going, okay, but why? Let's find out why. And you know what? Like, I love that because I think you get a lot further with educative perspective and questioning than you do by being a snapping reactionary douche canoe.
Mm-hmm. And she'll like talk things out. Like, there was a point in December when I accidentally ended up in a weird kind of Twitter battle with some really popular Bleacher Report MMA journalist. And I ended up having a lot of random, weird, racist stuff in my mentions, and she jumped in, she stood up for me, she DM'd me asking, is it okay if I keep this going, like, do you want me to find a way, like, and I was like, that, like, the fact that she reached out, and she does this on the regular for people who are going through stuff and seeing stuff, like, that's awesome. Also, mm-hmm. her fan art is awesome.
She's fantastic. I believe she wrote Oh, God, yes. And I think, doesn't she also run the New Japan GIFs?
Yes, she does.
That's what I thought.
And it's a great in to have because she once, like, went on a... I was having a really hard time one day, and she just went on a spree of Hiromu Takahashi GIFs, and I was just like, bless you, woman. Like, so she does a lot, and she reaches out, and she's just great. And I could talk about her for an hour. I love her.
Well, as long as we're on the Twitter side of it, do we want to talk about Kate, a.k.a. at Make It Loud?
Yeah. My queen and savior, my hero.
My favorite is she runs the breakdown for both Raw and SmackDown. Essentially, it's looking at percentages through pie charts, because everybody loves pie charts, talking about what percentage of the women's division was used, a.k.a. was it 3 out of 4 or all 4, and then what percentage of airtime they got, which, again, is usually never more than 30%. And so it's a sort of visual representation of where we still have to go moving forward, where we still... I think there's also part of the pie chart at one point that shows how many women are actually on in the roster versus men, and it's a very sad small number. But it's
and
that sort
age.
Of... Yeah. They're a lot of the women are younger. But it sort of shows in visuals the issues moving forward, and it's in a very, you know, it's standard image, like it's not... you know, a ton of tweets yelling about it, because you know how the asshole, you know, guys will be the meninists. And so it's very simple, and I believe she releases it every week, if I remember. I don't always check Twitter at the same times. And beyond that, she's a very nice person to have on your Twitter feed, just in general. And anyone else wants to geek out over her may now do so.
Great merchandise.
Yeah, I highly recommend the smirk tears pin.
I own that mug. I own the mug.
So good.
It's a great. She's the one who created that gem of a product, and oh my god! And she's also just awesome to have on your Twitter feed because she is so thoughtful, and her critiques and everything, and literally every opinion that she has, she can back up. Like, it's great.
And again, she's another one of those that can go and fight the good fight for those of us who don't want to have to.
And the AJ Styles otter.
Yeah, oh, the dancing otter.
Yeah.
Oh! Watch, man. Okay, can someone explain that to me? Because I've literally never understood that.
Okay, pull up the tip. Like, so we got to pull it up and then play AJ's theme.
There's a version where somebody actually, like, edited the theme and the otter in with, like, the whole animation beforehand.
So wait, does...
It's so good.
Does the otter, like, does the otter literally, in the GIF, literally dance to the theme?
No, okay. Stupid animated otter holding a fish. And the otter's like, he's just feeling himself. Like, he's into it. And every time, like, if you hold up the GIF of the dancing otter while AJ Styles' theme is playing, the otter is always dancing in rhythm.
It's always, it's always what? I don't know how that is physically, scientifically possible, but it is. And I it's one of those, like, great mysteries of life, like, that I'm never going to figure out, but it's magical.
Like the dancing Spider-Man that will dance to the beat of whatever you're listening to?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's amazing.
That makes so much more sense, because I used to see that she posts that, like, every time I was live tweeting SmackDown and AJ Styles comes out, she posts that, and I was like, what is that?
That's literally why my husband, every SmackDown, the second it starts, the first thing he does is he tags her, and it's like, otter watch.
I noticed that, and it makes me happy, because I'm like, it's coming.
Makes me so sad. I haven't been keeping up. I've been, for those of you wondering, I know we mentioned this on Off the Chest with Smith Regal, another one of Pro Wrestling Iowa. I haven't even been in the Quad Cities for the last, like, 3 months. I've been in an internship out of town. So I couldn't really wrestle the TV away from my parents as I was living with them for the time. So I could only watch the big things on the network. So I haven't kept up with SmackDown, and now I am sad because I've missed the Otter Watch. is there anyone else, Gabby, that you really just gotta be like, this person, yes?
There's so many. I'm going to try to, I gotta speed through this. I realize we're getting on tangents with everyone.
You guys put me on here. That was the dumbest thing you could have fucking done. I'm like, yeah. I'm the queen of derailed trains. Like,
oh, man.
Oh, I honestly, it's fine.
So we have at Stella_Cheeks. She writes for Cage Side Seats and co-hosts Not Your Demographic. She is incredible. She's a fantastic writer and also very, very fun to have on a Twitter feed. At Pocket Volcano, writes for PW Ponderings, and she likes all the wrestlers I like, so we get along great. And of course, I could talk about her forever. At Lost in Stereo, Liz, my queen, the goddess, Goth Starfire. She writes for Rant with Ant. She knows New Japan like the back of her hand, and she is also a very talented artist and just an amazing, incredible person. Love her.
I'm actually gonna go through usually these list things. I don't care how long the episode goes. I did not do all this damn research to make a quick episode. So I said it.
And LaToya Ferguson, who wrote for the AV Club before they decided to be stupid and cancel their coverage of WWE shows.
Always how it goes. But going into, I think it was, so the other half of Stella, beyond Stella, of Not Your Demographic is Aaron. And this is the other thing I've noticed. This is something I've noticed before, but I noticed it especially when women are the creators. There's a certain sort of happy marriage between wrestling and burlesque. Well, like, I first noticed it at the big SCW show, Epic, which is like the WrestleMania. Like, they had each wrestler going to the ring, and the two women we had were accompanied by very well dressed women that I didn't learn until like over halfway through the show were actually burlesque dancers. And then, like, I've been, like, going through, like, Aaron's blog and some of the other things, especially when it's run by women. There is this happy, happy crossover of wrestling and burlesque, which is, in a weird way, really works together. Mm-hmm. And I actually really love seeing that, like, you know, especially when it was, like, drag burlesque. That was my favorite. but, so that's just something that, I don't know if that is a gender thing or, like, you know, guys just keep that part of their love of it secret. I know strip clubs and wrestling have often gone together.
I think with her professionally with the burlesque thing, because, like, odd story, I've studied burlesque, and I work a lot in the burly circuit, working in the dance style that I do. Yeah. So it's, and oddly on that note, I do have another Twitter personality I'll shout out here in a second, but like First Wrestling up here, which is actually Eric Cannon's promotion. You know, a Brian Kendrick.
I mock him with that mercilessly.
That poor guy is probably so freaking sick of me, because every time he gets in the ring up here at any kind of indie show, because he's from here, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, anytime he's in the ring, we're like, Brian Kendrick. And, like, he just looks over at us, and you know in his brain, he's like, ah, you freaking marks. And, like, you know, he's good about it, and he'll look over, and he'll be like, I'm a man with a plan, and then he'll pull off a sliced bread out of nowhere. It's kind of brilliant. Yeah, we kind of love him. But there's another individual who does the same thing, whose name is Kate Nix. I don't know.
Yes.
She's
on the list. She made the list.
Adorable. She runs a company called Closet Champion. So she makes in-ring attire for professional wrestlers. She also does burlesque. She's got some killer gear. She's also a musician, from what I understand.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she has like her own band camp. Like, the girl's like very multi-talented. It's kind of amazing. But she's a huge wrestling fan. Talks a lot about just random topics. Feminism, costuming, you name it. Like, she's a great person to follow on Twitter. And it's, what's her handle? It's NYX. Yeah, NYX.
Or at Closet Champion if you want to follow her professional work. And as I was doing my research, aka looking through her Twitter feed, I also found out that she was nominated for 2017 Maker of the Year by the blog Geekadelphia. Now, when I say blog, I don't mean like some random. I mean, this thing has like 19,000 followers on Twitter. Like, this is a big deal, and she was nominated for like a yearly award for making geek things, which is great. I love her masks. Like, the mask, she takes pictures of them and show them, and like the weird, like the weird, almost like Aztec looking snake one that has popped up on her feed a couple times. Oh my god, that's just. I'm like, I wish I had a reason to get that. I have no reason, but I want one.
Yeah.
Speaking of other artists, there's Justine Cola I was looking at. She's an artist. She has a PS art on artstation.com. And the one thing I loved is she did this project where she did WrestleSonas. Where essentially she either did it for herself or for clients, essentially drew a picture of them in whatever they believed their wrestling persona would be. And I'm like, that's the super smarky shit I'm looking for.
I need to
get that. Right? I'm like, unfortunately, a lot of the ones were older, so I don't know if she still does it or not, but I'm like, fuck, I hope she does. That would, I would pay for that, like, to have a WrestleSona of me.
I got a DM from a wrestler. On, like, a wrestler on Twitter, like, I got a DM saying, have you ever considered being a wrestler? And then as soon as I read that message, I just started, like, my brain kind of just went into overdrive, and then I just stopped for a second. I was like, girl, what are you doing? You have student loans to pay off. You gotta stop thinking about this. But that would solve all of my problems, is just having that little art piece.
Oh, so you know what I do is I used the goth Snapchat filter, and I decided that's my persona if I was a heel.
What would your ring name be?
I see the wrestling personas as sort of like the lottery. Even if you never buy a ticket, you kind of already know what you would do with the money. Even though I have no plans to go to, a wrestling school, I kind of already know what my gimmick would be, right? I'd be Jacqueline Hyde, and I'd be turned evil. Jacqueline Hyde, LOL.
See, that's better than mine. Mine would just be like a play on a terrible, like really weird tweet I got calling myself Nerd Hot. My entire thing would just be like, similar to AJ Lee, except just me, because I think I'm my own brand of weird nerd, and I'd just be like, I just turn it, I'd sell t-shirts that say Nerd Hot on them, I'd walk into the ring with my glasses on, and then I'd have to get contacts, but still.
Oh yeah, I'd have to get contacts too, and I wouldn't want to, I despise contacts. But back to actually the list. There was a couple different podcasts, and I just looked through, I didn't realize, because like we said before, the podcast doesn't have to be wholly hosted by women, it can be, you know, the female co-host of podcasts, and there was one I don't think I saw on the list, and I will have to get at her on that one, because it freaking totally should be. You, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I just was going through too fast. I did not see Sarah from Marty and Sarah.
No, I didn't see her on.
Okay, I wasn't crazy, because she is one of my, that's one of my freaking most, I freaking love that podcast to death. It has literally made me laugh in the middle of work before. For those of you who don't know, it's a super comedy-centric wrestling podcast. Both of them, both Marty and Sarah, will take on a ton of voices from what they call buddies. Everything from their impressions of the wrestlers. Like, they have two versions of Ryback. The sensitive Ryback and regular Ryback. They have other characters like Brad the Alien that apparently lives in Sarah's stomach. They have little Enzo. They have Kyle the choir boy that wants Marty to be his dad. It's just, oh my, like, I just love it. It's, and the other creepy part is that was actually really creepy. When I was driving back from where my internship was to the Quad Cities, in the car, listening to the podcast, and they literally were starting to talk about, hey, the buddy who's listening to this, we know you're in the car, and it's a nice day, and I'm like, fuck, I am in the car, and it is a nice day, and they're like, and then they're, you know, joking, and then Marty goes, look out for the semi, and like, a semi had just driven past me, I was like, fuck, they're psychic, so, but that's, like, my new favorite, and, like, I actually bought pins, which, FYI, dead serious aside here, if you know of a wrestler that has pins to sell, tweet me a link. Don't just tell me that they have pins, tweet me the link, because searching for any wrestler's name and pins in Google is literally worthless.
Oh.
it's literally worthless.
Oh, I get it. You made sense. Oh.
Because you don't get the kind of...
like feeling bad for you, like, oh, she's like, no, I get it, like,
oh, I'm just an idiot, wow.
No.
Yeah, because trying to search,
man,
for,
I've been
pins
weekend. My brain is dead, and
I was gonna say, you've had a long weekend. I've been watching your Twitter feed, girl, you've been busy.
There are stories that I could tell about this weekend that I should not tell on airwaves, like, let me just say, sorry, this is also off topic, but staying at the same hotel as a bunch of wrestling fans and wrestlers at the same time is going to be one of the funniest experiences of my entire life. Also, we all eat a lot. That's all I have to say.
I feel you. Richard and I are flying to Vegas for Ring of Honor in September. I know, right? And, yeah, like, everyone's staying at the same hotel. I'm like, crap, that is not going to end well.
You think yours is bad? I travel, half of the shows I go to. Okay, so folks, revealing the scenes of the Pro Wrestling Iowa Network. Yeah, fun. Most of the time, we each have, like, a couple of us who kind of cover our own promotion within either Iowa, Illinois. We kind of stretch it out to the Midwest. Alex and I, and Timothy Regal, usually do SCW, which is the one with all the kids from Black and the Brave, a.k.a. half the rosters trained by Seth Rollins, which is really fun. Still haven't, never met the guy. I've heard stories of his indie days, never actually met him.
You do, tell him I love him and want to marry him.
Okay, but I never met him. Oh, that goes random really
that
quick.
That won't be awkward at all.
I'm actually going to tangent back to the list real quick. The Justine Kala that I mentioned earlier, who does a lot of the art, the wrestling sonas, she actually does a lot of, like, comedy art. So, like, she has one of Neville, but with long flowing hair, like he's a romance novel cover. And then she has one with Seth Rollins as literal CrossFit Jesus. With, like, the halo and everything.
I'm tracking
that
down and I'm making
it. The next time you see Gabby, she's going to have just, like, a full arm tattoo. Like, a
yes. But most of the time, we here at Pro Wrestling Iowa stay to our specific general promotions, only because that they're several hours drives apart, so we're just go where we're settled. But then something will happen usually, and all of us converge for the special thing. Usually, for those of you who ever listen, when we do special weeks for things like Revolver, when Revolver's in town, we'll dedicate an entire week to that content, or during the Waterloo Hall of Fame, which is how I actually got to meet some pretty big names, J.J. Dillon, anyone? But yeah, Stan Hansen, J.J. Dillon. I actually got to meet some big names that I didn't understand were big, because I'm still such a noob. But we go to these as the network. So we're a giant group of marks that all know each other and all hang out. And then the half of us, I don't because I'm not a fan, but half of us will get drunk. And we become those assholes. Well, I don't,
that was
but like.
The entire weekend.
So that.
That's like a day that ends in Y for me.
But that's. Unfortunately, I've only gone to meet up with Miss Shannon at one show before. Granted, that show was so kick-ass.
That was but so good.
Oh my god, Michael Elgin versus Zack Sabre Jr. is still my best live indie match that I've ever seen. Done.
Stop.
Bar none.
Just stop. My
penis can only get right? Oh god, it's almost like Cat's here. That's one of her favorites. But, okay, back to the list. We'll keep going. There's gonna be a warning.
Wait, what?
We have a topic! But you know what? Screw it. I like the random episodes more anyway. I also want, okay, so this is, it's under, like, podcasters, but it's actually a YouTube series. It's not the name of the channel, but Anna Bauert, B-A-U-E-R-T, however you pronounce that, does a series on the Fightful YouTube channel called WWE's Most Ridiculous. And they're short, like, 5-minute videos recapping the week and, like, almost not quite to the extent of, like, Weekend Update from SNL, but that sort of, you know, dry humor about the entire thing, giving you the big deals. And then, I watched one of her videos. She decided that a bunch of the male WWE superstars needed to take hints from the fictional characters of the Netflix series Glow. Kevin Owens needs to be more like Liberty Bell. And
I'd like to dedicate this match to my three favorite Americans, Ronald Reagan, Larry Bird,
and Jesus Christ. Fucking, also, another side, because I just had to fucking mention this, that stupid, stupid flag match, between Cena and Rusev, you know, the good American versus the evil Eastern European, that entire match, all I was thinking was, fuck it, Liberty Bell and Zoya the Destroyer could be doing this so much better.
Oh my god. I just remember during that flag match, I kept reposting and retweeting the same screenshot I had taken from the website of the United States Embassy calling Bulgaria a valued ally. I just kept doing that, and it was annoying the crap out of people I know. They're like, oh my god, don't you understand heel face dynamics? I'm like, oh my god, don't you understand international politics?
No, fun story though.
I couldn't stand it because the entire match I just kept picturing Max Landis's Wrestling Isn't Wrestling in my head. Like, I'm the American guy and I'm American and I'm the Russian guy. Like, literally, it was an actual representation of this, and I'm like, oh fuck, we've gone so meta.
I like that Rusev wore his Russian gear. I know. As he was defending Bulgaria, and I'm like, you beautiful, handsome man.
Also,
anyways,
yeah.
Oh god, we got off topic again.
I don't care. That match deserves to be mocked on a podcast, and I know it's been mocked on countless other podcasts, but it needs more. That was so okay. One more aside about that before we get off it, because I just think this story is hysterical. Living at home with my parents, they were okay with me taking over the TV occasionally, like on big like matches like that. So my dad was always in the room on his laptop or something. Never made a big deal about the fact that he was watching, but he was totally watching. Well, one day he comes in during that match, and he's like, he looks at the screen, he looks at me, and he goes, this is pay-per-view? I was like, yeah. And he looks back at the screen, back at me, you paid for this? During that match. it's like, oh, God, burn. Okay, so, back to the list. The other podcast I really wanted to call out because it does have a female creator on it, and I wish I'd known about this earlier, is How to Wrestling, or How to Wrestle, if I remember which one it is. First of all, both of their accents are fantastic, so it is a joy to listen to. But I don't have his name, because this list is all about the female creators, but is, I believe, I don't know if they're married or together, but it is a couple dynamic, where essentially he is trying to help his wife, Joanna, however you pronounce that, sort of learn the weirder stuff. So it is very informative, very much, here's how all this weird shit worked, and historical and that kind of stuff. The listeners have a lot of say in what's decided. Like, you can vote, or if you're, you know, a patron of a certain level on Patreon, you can say, hey, do an episode on this. And so they'll do, like, how to Attitude Era, how to Randy Savage. Like, and they'll do an entire episode based on one person's career or one era of, like, an hour and a half. So it's really in-depth, really educational. I'm like, fuck, I've been doing all this work by myself trying to catch up with all my friends who have, like, decades of wrestling knowledge, and I could have been making it so much easier on myself.
Right.
Yeah, this is awesome. I'm looking through their Twitter right now. First off, very aesthetically pleasing t-shirt design.
So necessary. So necessary.
And actually, all of the art stuff that I see on here is, like, really cool looking. This is awesome. I wish I had, I wish this was around when I was getting back into wrestling a couple of years ago, because, like, I've tapered off for a couple of years, and then, because, like, my mom didn't let me watch it as a kid, even though I kind of sort of did anyways because of my dad, but this is cool.
Wow. Yeah, I know, my Twitter follower, like, my Twitter, those I follow on Twitter, like, that number keeps exploding every time I do a podcast episode I have to research for. I get, like, my following number gets, like, 20 more, which shows I'm still very much learning. So does anyone else have a podcast on there that you desperately want to call out?
I have a couple, because this is where I can speak. Well, first off, you should be listening to Married Marks. No, I'm kidding. I do need to get us on this list.
I did message her a little, like, a couple days ago, and be like, hey, and she said she would get it on, because I need to also be like, hey, Marty and Sarah, and then I also need to show out, like, hey, the kajillion women's promotions that I need to get on there.
We are growing numbers.
Seriously, though.
While we are on the topic of the promotions, I would like to just say, Pro Wrestling Eve, I want to go to one of their shows one day, because they have some of the most, like, just badass concepts of, like, awesome empowered women that I've ever seen. And,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I just, oh.
For those of you, anyone listening who has a Flow Slam account, you can look up Shine, which is one of my favorite, I just love that whole roster, because frickin' Priscilla Kelly, Ariel Monroe, Allison Kay, Lufisto, Mia Yim, like, oh my god. Shimmer, unfortunately, I'd love to watch more Shimmer, but they're one of the few places that's a holdout that literally only does DVDs still. Yep. Like, why in this day and age would you still, but they make bank, apparently.
They make super bank, and the nice thing about getting to them is they're based out of Chicago, so they're pretty easy to get to for the most part, which is kind of nice. I'm really bummed. We wanted to go to their show a couple weeks ago, but Richard had to DJ in, of all places, Cedar Rapids. So we were in Iowa for one whole night, and then we had to bail, and I'm like, I'm not driving.
Didn't come to visit me. How dare you?
I almost too, and I was gonna be like, bitch, but we were literally there for like 8 to 9 hours, and like five of them he was busy, and then we bailed, and then I stopped at a casino, and it all went downhill from there.
I'm just saying Alex and I have a spare room here.
No, but we want to come down there for some stuff anyway, so that's gonna happen. That is an eventuality at this point. So I have a couple I want to call out. The first one is Daniel Radford from Tights and Fights, is fantastic. She's out of Los Angeles. She used to work for Screen Junkie News, and now she does. She works on the Tyson Feist podcast, which we discovered through Hal Lublin, who has like 800 jobs and is literally on like 45 different freaking podcasts. But I really love Danielle in this because it's one of the guys on the podcast have a tendency to have a really big personality. They don't dumb that down for her. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I've heard some, Richard and I just had this conversation where like he openly admits he lets me take the lead on ours because he wants that female voice to be kind of the dominant voice on our podcast. He thinks that's really important. Cause there's not a lot of couples podcasts where that happens. A lot of them are very male dominated. Not all of them, but a good chunk that we've listened
to.
But so they let Danielle have a huge say and a huge personality in this podcast. And it's, first off, it's freaking hilarious. Second, she's a snarky thing cause she's a stand-up comedian. So, oh my God, it's great. It's kind of got that same like Colt Cabana aesthetic to what she does, in my opinion. But she's just a charm of an individual, and I love her to pieces. I love their podcast; it's really, really funny stuff. And the other one I wanted to shout out was RTM Wrestling, which is the Real to Me. they are another couples. They're a British couples podcast hosted by Emma Silmer and Andy James. Emma is absolutely freaking adorable and hilarious. She's so unfiltered. And really, I could just listen to them talk for hours because their accents are amazing and they're smarky as hell and super fun and just have really interesting perspectives. It's mostly just like newer stuff and a lot of reviews of current things. So if you're not up on things or you don't want spoilers, they're probably not the best one to listen to because like they get them on really, really quickly. Including pay-per-views, and they're from Britain, so think about the time frame on that. Yeah, I know. Like, they're on it. Like, WrestleMania, they went to WrestleMania this year, too, so that was really interesting. They had a lot of fun content. Super-duper fun podcast. Really responsive on Twitter, too, which sounds weird, but to me, that makes a big difference.
Well, yeah.
Like, if you're engaging with your audience, I think that's great. So give them a shout-out. And they're at RTM Wrestling, and then Emma is at Emma_Silver. Good stuff. Check it out.
Yeah. Do you have any, Gabby? Do you have any podcasts that, well, with female creators or female co-hosts or that sort of thing?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. The first person I want to talk about is someone who has had a lot to do with me getting to go. She is the direct reason I was able to go to Monday Night Raw in September. Yeah, early September, because she's a boss. Trina, at Trina de la Muerte, she's the co-host of The Last Mark Standing and Indie Pop. She has been a very good friend to me, personally. She co-hosts Last Mark Standing and Indie Pop, both with Damien, at Dare to be Damien. She is one of the strongest personalities I've ever seen in my entire life, but she's also 100% real. And she's just been very nice to me personally, and I appreciate anyone who is not afraid to be themselves, even when we don't agree on things. Like, she's just honest, and that's the kind of thing where, you know, you have to respect that kind of thing. And, of course, I also want to talk about, the Facebook Feministas, Lady J, at the Lady J Chinez and at Chicago C Rose, they are bosses, and they have such thoughtful insight into so many different promotions and great stuff on Twitter. And of course, I know that they're involved with the Pro Wrestling Girl Gang and just so much. I see so many names on this that I want to shout out.
And that's not even, and it's constantly growing. I wouldn't right now. For those of you wondering, it is currently a Word document in Google Drive or Google Docs or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think Google Docs.
And it's currently 4 pages long, and literally that's with every person only having a line or two. It's 4. That's how long this list is right now. And
I'm jumping through this, trying to like
pick, choose.
It's so hard.
Yeah. So apologies. So apologies if you're on the list, we couldn't get to you. There's just so many.
It is so hard. That's why I literally just go through the list and see everyone.
Right, yeah, definitely go through it yourself. The other one is I wanted to do a couple more before I get on to our little more philosophical end card here. So there's a couple. There was one that was a little bit confused. For those of you who don't know, because I don't, Lord knows I say this like every other episode. I do have a degree in history, and so I see some things a different way depending on that. So she has one section that's called academic scholarship. And academic scholarship usually means, by the standards I was taught in my, and continue to be taught, as I have not quite got my master's yet, is you have to have some sort of academic training, a.k.a. a degree in something similar to what you're writing about to be considered an expert in it or an academic in it. Because, like I have a degree in history, but I can't start writing on science. I'm not an expert in science. So I do find it a little bit strange to have an academic part, because unless there is, like, a wrestling degree somewhere, can I find that? but the one I found she doesn't have a Twitter, at least not one on the list. Sharon Mazur, or Mazur, depending on the pronunciation, wrote a book called Professional Wrestling Sport and Spectacle. And this one I really liked because it was a very different take, just judging by the description of it. She works in the theater department and the drama department of the University of Canterbury in New Zealand. So that would be the academic part. Like, theater, that's about as close as you're going to get right now to pro wrestling. She wrote a book called Professional Wrestling, Sport, and Spectacle. And it's a little bit different than the usual, because rather than talking about just straight wrestling history, she actually mentions a little bit on the mechanics of it, how the spectacle is created, how that's put together a little bit, which is a lot different than most of it. Most people, you know, don't want to expose the business that much to literally talk about how the product is made, and also talks about how the effect fans have on it and how it translates to the fan experience and that kind of thing. So that portion of the list is very small. It's only three people, and I didn't get enough time to research the others to the extent my history training would have demanded. So that one I will say, and there's I believe there's one or two other books, full out novels that you can, well, not novels, nonfiction books that you can purchase, in various places such as Amazon and the like.
Amazon, for some reason, has the hardcover is cheaper than Kindle and paperback both. Okay, it's fine. I'll just get the hardcover.
Right? But that one is, as I am still working, I'm still working through Sisterhood of the Squared Circle, not written by a woman, but oh my god, so eye-opening. Like, I know so many more promoters from the 1930s, women's feds that I hate now. Like, oh my god, the history. We've come so far, and we would have come farther if Carmella had been the one to grab the briefcase, but that's another story.
Don't do that. I was there.
Well, I actually have a reason, because we're going into our last little bit here. The big question is, we've talked about this list that is purely just female creators in the community. And the big question that people may be asking is, well, why is this a necessity? So I asked the creator, who goes by Bex on Twitter, a while ago, why she was inspired to put this together, what was the catalyst to get this done. And she wrote back, I previously wrote for a site that only have two women contributing fully right now. My friend and I realized how joining a wrestling site, which is mostly dominated by men, can be extremely uncomfortable for a lot of people. We also wanted to put the list together just to see what was out there for ourselves and know which sites or other organizations we should support, because they're open to women contributing towards them, and not just one or two compared to 10, 20, or 30 men. It's a good source for people to take a look at what women are doing in regards to women and support them, instead of constantly being forced to listen to the same male opinions and voices on everything. And this is, I will say for myself, I did feel that sort of discomfort first going in. Bells in a Cell, as of right now, Kat and I are the only female creators actually officially parked of the Pro Wrestling Iowa Network. Not for lack of trying. They are open to others. They were obviously open to us. And they are smart enough to leave some of the more feminist looks or women's issues stuff to us, which I will give them credit for. They leave, like, the Paige sex tape was left to us, the ladder match, like, they're smart in that. And I know Gabby's been pulled in a couple times for various podcasts on things.
Yeah, and of course, I'll give a shout out to the site that I write for, Smarkout Moment. As of right now, I know myself and someone, I need to get on this list, Jordan Chaffio. She is another really, really thoughtful creator who and writer. We both contribute to it, and I think right now we're the only two ladies on it, but I will say that this list, this is awesome to see all of these names. Like, that's fantastic, and I can understand the necessity. Sorry, keep going.
Not a problem.
I'm the steamroller.
Not a problem. And again, this is sort of an issue, and I've had this discussion with Alex a lot, because we talk about the issue of, I want to see more women's matches in indie wrestling, right? If you go to your local homegrown, there was one case where Alex and Kat went to three shows. I only went to two shows in the course of one weekend. And there were three shows, three full rosters in the course of one weekend. They saw exactly one woman actually step in ring. And that was Allison Kay in a intergender match versus the Man Scout, Jake Manning. And that was literally it for the entire weekend. And these were bigger indies. I mean, it was like Glory Pro and Revolver and, you know,
mm-hmm.
no reason. But the issue is that there aren't, beyond the other issues of needing more women, there just aren't that many women in the community to begin with. I know the Black and Brave Wrestling Academy, which is the one that Pro Wrestling Iowa was the most closely associated with, has been open for women to enroll since its beginning several years ago. And as of right now, they've only had about, I believe, 5 women sign up and 3 graduate. And years and years of doing this, and 3 classes a year. And so Alex and I would often discuss the issue of, well, how do you fix this? How do you get more women involved? And I'm like, well, first, you have to make it more comfortable to be involved. And that's why this list is so important, because going into it, someone, and I know, might have been you, Gabby, I don't remember, shared this post of this guy just blatantly going off on any female Roman Reigns fan on, like, Tumblr or something.
Yeah.
All about how any female Roman Reigns fan is, like, is just a horny slut and all this nonsense, and the double standard of women being put down for not, for enjoying the look of a man and thinking sexual thoughts about him, and being called a term around that, yet men flat out saying they want to fuck Alexa Bliss are treated as real fans. And that kind of thing all put together means that you, as a woman, can sometimes feel uncomfortable just being in the community.
Oh, God.
And why would you want to, and if you are uncomfortable just being a fan of the community, why would you want to take that further step into the actual ring if you're not comfortable enough as a fan? Pretty much every wrestler out there was originally a fan. So if you get more female fans, you get female fans, comfortable female fans that love the product, that's going to translate into more women in the ring. So if we can build up the community from the ground with lists like these, with saying, hey, women are enjoying this product too, women are into this, here's something you can listen to that won't make you feel like shit for being a woman that loves wrestling, that, you know, may have a love affair with the idea of mm-hmm. Roman Reigns, what have you, we can build something up a little bit more. And also, I just remembered this, and I'm so sorry to mention it earlier, it's not on the list, and I don't know where it would go on the list. But speaking of young girls being involved in women's wrestling, if you have an Instagram account, you have to follow Girl Squad Wrestling. Like, it is this father and his 2 daughters who are wrestling obsessed. They're in the area of Pro Wrestling Iowa. They go to IPW, SCW, Funky Monkey, all those. They're always, and it's so sad seeing their heartbroken faces when they find out there's no women on the card of the show they're going to, and it's just, but that kind of thing, that's what we want. We want to see, you know, as many little girls as little boys geeking out over the wrestlers and getting their action figures, and this kind of content is what's definitely going to do it. Any comments from you two, or notices, observations, what have you?
I think that it's, you know, it's really funny because I think the number one conversation I have with people on Twitter, because I have my days where I get real shitty with people, and we know it, we've seen it, but for the most part, I try to approach things from a calm, educated perspective, and maybe that's just my age coming through, maybe it's because in my day job, I have to be that way consistently, because I work for the state. government jobs. Yeah, I gotta be all legit. Which is why, like, when you see me outside of the office, I'm like, F-bomb. But I do try to be very calm and educative in the way that I approach this. And I think the number one thing that comes up consistently to me is, well, women are the minority here, so you guys, you know, you have to just kind of make peace with that. And I think this list is so important because it goes to show and it proves that in this day and age, times are changing. Women are becoming a force. There's a revolution of female fans, female creators, female content writers. I mean, even personalities within the mainstream companies. And it's so important that anyone who is part of an underrepresented group gets that exposure, gets their names in there, is represented more fairly. People are not going to be able to see that unless we have something concrete. Because let's face it, if some jackass jumps online and is, and I'm sorry, I'm being generalizing here, but if some guy jumps online and he's like, well, you know, like, it doesn't matter because men are the dominant. And I'm like, really? Let me provide you with a convenient list that shows you about 800 female content creators. Guess what? Vaginas are here. We exist. Cope, buddy. which is probably how it would go down. But if you're approaching it from, you know, an intelligent perspective, having these kinds of resources is so integral. If you are a woman who is into this stuff, if you're a new fan, if you're an old school fan, if you're a fan like me that started back in the Attitude Era, lapsed for a little while and then got back into it, and you want to bring more people in, having this kind of list is so important for the same exact reasons that were just stated. Like, let women and men see that we exist within this community, and we are important to this community. Our money spends the same way as everybody else's. We're not going anywhere. And I'm sorry, we're the only ones that can actually create children. So, you know, if you want children to move that merch, Vinny, start respecting us, because we're the only people that can pop them and the kids out. That's how it works. That's biology.
Gabby, any comments?
Yeah. I think I also approach things from the perspective of my career, or the career that I'm training for, which is journalism. And that is that with everything, there's always context. And what I like about this list is that, first off, it's not the only list that exists out there. This is not the full picture of just how many women we have in the wrestling Twitter alone, and as well as the brave women who wander into Facebook comments, the women who make comments on Tumblr and all these different websites who keep up with all this stuff and help produce these things. You know, this isn't a complete list, and there's so many wonderful opinionated fans out there that are just such a great voice for the wrestling community. Like, I'm not going to just keep name dropping people because that'll just get me off on tangents, but I think it's important that people know that there's enough of us to have a list like this be possible and still be incomplete. And there's so many different ways for women to show their opinions, to express themselves, to make themselves a part of the wrestling community outside of just, you know, you don't have to just wrestle. There's so much more that we can contribute and that we can do and create that is part of something that we love. And I think that it's encouraging to see all the different kinds of voices, because this is such a diverse list, and the wrestling community, the women are so diverse, you know, like, that's why I hate the stupid generalization of women and children fans, because I'm like, I'm sorry. What you say about all of us, and I hate to say this because it sounds like a generalization again, but, like, all of us liking Roman Reigns, there's nothing wrong with not liking him and also being a woman, because, you know, we're not women, we're also just, you know, human beings, you know?
Right, right.
We're not just a random demographic. We're a collection of diverse people with diverse perspectives and opinions, and that's why I like lists like these, because it's, like, proof. It's like, look, this person mainly just watches WWE. This person loves New Japan. This person loves Lucha Underground, Progress. You're like me, and you just watch everything at the same time, and you just switch what your subscription is based off of what shows are coming up for the month. You know, like, it's a lot.
Life hack.
Oh my god, yes.
There was a month where I forgot to switch all my subscriptions. Luckily, I had worked extra hours that month, so I had enough money. But, like, I looked at my bank statement, and I'm like, oh, I'm an idiot. Like,
and didn't switch. So, and if you look on the list, because you'll see some, like, do silly stuff, and some that do, like, philosophical writing, some that focus on one promotion over another, some that are just reviews, some are that, you know, bigger picture stuff. The amount of content and the extent of the content is much wider than a lot of people would have had you to believe of a list that is all female creators. But, like we said again, we had absolutely no way of mentioning every single person on this list. It is very long. So we urge you.
We're here to talk about people that we already know. So it seems a little biased. It's just because, you know,
we gotta go.
I don't want to just start spitting fire on someone that I don't actually know. And that just means that I just haven't made the entire list yet.
I'm in the same boat. And for me, it was great to look at it because, like, I'm really well versed in certain things. But when it comes to, like, content creators on Tumblr, etc., like, that's new foray to me because that's not really something I've been into until recently. So this list is super helpful for me because it's like, oh, okay, awesome. And then I'll see random people on there like, oh, Artex Core, I can't watch NXT without seeing your happy smiling face.
Awesome. yes. Oh, thank God we got her name. Okay.
I know. I just thought of it because, oh, I love her so much.
Alright, so if you want to look at the list, and we urge you, you can look at Bex's Twitter, at EMMALVTION, or just tweet at me and I'll give you it, or just give you the list. Either way, she always has the list linked in a pinned tweet on her profile. I believe all of us have access to the list as well, so if for whatever reason she takes it down, you can tweet at us, and one of us will hopefully get it to you. When I mentioned that we were going to talk about this list, she begged people, please, if you know of any other female creators, and again, this is podcasters, bloggers, people who have a dedicated Twitter to it, like Wrestling Without Context or Wrestling Sexism, that kind of thing. Or they create gear or art or whatever it is, if they make something in the realm of the wrestling community and they are a woman, get some form of a link to her, a link to their episode, as well as their Twitter, and she will add them to the list. This list will keep growing. And with all luck, it will grow so long that people will finally realize that there's so many female creators to be seen and taken seriously. A couple announcements before I go. I mentioned earlier that I will be doing a interview with the Papa Hales coming up about the Making Towns Classic. That will be coming out probably September, considering the fact that the details have not even been fully leaked yet. Then coming up, fully leaked or announced or whatever the proper verb would be. Also, I am starting a brand new series on Bells in a Cell. All those of you who follow me on Twitter will probably know. It will be called Level 1 Ladies. These episodes are focused on women that have recently graduated or debuted in the ring, preferably within the last year or two, or from a school that is still standing. I will be talking with the likes of graduates from the Black and the Brave, as well as from the IPW school, but I do not have an all-seeing grasp. I cannot get to everyone, so if you know of a new female wrestler who is trying to get her name out there, or someone that's about to graduate or what have you, please, 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 please get me her info or your info if you are that woman. And I will try and set up an interview with you because I really want to highlight where, what schools, what promotions that, that female wrestlers or females who want to be wrestlers can go to start their careers and get everything started for themselves. But do we have any other things we would like to... This is a time for plugs, ladies.
Oh, man. All of us?
That'll work.
No, I just like to say that this is super cool that we get to talk about like this list and stuff, and that people are putting in efforts to show all the different ways that we can contribute to our own little fandom and stuff. And it's cool to be able to talk about it with some awesome ladies such as yourselves, and I think this is awesome. Especially considering everything that's happening this year. Like, this is great.
Right? All right. So, you can follow Gabby at Girl Talk WWE.
That's such an inaccurate tag. I need to...
I know, you do!
People, like, come at me on Twitter, and I'm like, literally all you have to do is, like, go to my pinned tweet or something like that, and I need to change it someday, but I'm just so used to it. Sorry, that's a tangent.
You can follow Shannon at the Smarky Betch. That's how I fell in love with her, was geeking out over SmackDown one day on Twitter.
She's great. It's so great. I love her. Can I just say, I love following you on Twitter.
The live tweeting is real. Or you can follow her podcast at Married Marks. Or is it Married Marks Pod? I forget.
No, it's at Married Marks on Twitter.
That's what I thought.
Our Gmail is Married Marks Pod.
Ah, right.
And we cover everything because we're giant frickin' dorks. So yeah,
they're funny.
Actually, our next episode is based on a conversation Kate posted. Make it loud.
Fun.
So we're gonna war it out over WWE versus NJPW. It's gonna be real fun.
I'm excited for it. And you, of course, as always, you can follow Bells in a Cell at Bells in a Cell, and be sure to follow Pro Wrestling Iowa at Pro Wrestling IA. You can find us as usual on Podbean, iTunes, or ProWrestlingIowa.net. Because yes, ladies, we have our own website. the perks of being a part of a network. That'll be all for us here at Bells in a Cell. I will see you in the next episode.
You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, visit electronicmediacollective.com.